Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. Heard people calling in from all over, Indiana, Utah, Texas, Hawaii, California, Oregon, Alabama, Alaska, Virginia, Washington, north, south, east, west. So glad that you're on the line. This is our Purium Lifestyle Call. Our owner and founder, David Sandoval, does a radio talk show every week, and tonight's radio talk show might be a little shorter because we've got unconvention. Dave's got 300 people coming up to his home starting tomorrow. People are rolling in already. I heard Lauren from calling in from the Native Springs. So things are crazy, crazy busy. So we always appreciate that Dave is willing to get on a Wednesday night call, and especially on a night like this when he's got hundreds of guests about to knock on his door. So Dave, I'm going to turn the call over to you. I know you're going to talk a little bit about unconvention, and not sure if you got the winners for the social media contest, but I know you got a couple of things up your sleeve for tonight, so call's all yours.
Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for being on tonight. I want to check that you can hear me, Dave, as I transition to Bluetooth.
Please, I can.
I'm in my car, and sometimes it takes a second to transition. So, Dave, could you hear me?
I can, yep. So far, so good.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, it is an amazing, amazing time to be around Purium. Oh, I mean, I don't know. I don't know when it was, Dave, and I don't mean to be repeating myself, but I put a post and it said, "Can you feel it?" And the reason I put that is because at the time, I just felt like the sales hadn't really started to grow yet. You know, sign-ups and rank advancements and, you know, and new enrollees hadn't really started to increase much, but I could feel something happening, you know. And we just put in an amazing month, just one of my favorite months in the history of Purium, where I saw our teams come together, band together, realize that their future was in their hands, that they were together with an amazing company that had amazing products and attracted amazing people. And the owners are sometimes cool too. So the bottom line is that we have something going on here. And, you know, and so I hope that you guys could feel it. The number of rank advancements last month, if it wasn't a record, then it was a record, a recent record. You know what I mean? Like old school record, new school record. It's a modern-day record for us. And so congratulations. Congratulations, my goodness, to all of you who must have worked so hard to make that happen. And so just, you know, David, do you want to just add anything to that while I got you here? I know that you're getting crazy ready to come up to unconvention, but, I mean, I'm just gassed and really, really flattered and excited, you know. So you want to add anything to that at all?
Yeah, I mean, we had a, you know, new two-star crown, which was fantastic, Sarah Rhinelander. So she made a crown in September, and, you know, 6 months later, it's two-star. And I know we had rank advancements all throughout the diamond ranks. I believe we had more than double the rank advancements in March than we did in February. I know it was well over 100 people. Well over 100. So I don't want to quote a specific number because I'm not exactly sure, but I know it was well over 100. And, you know, even just last night, one of the things that we did was we talked about, you know, people who want unconvention and convention tickets. And we had 38 people who enrolled more than 5 PLC members last month. 38 people. Plus we had, I think, 5 who enrolled more than 10 and another few that enrolled more than 15. So, yeah, we have a lot of people who are getting active, having fun, sharing, and as you say, there's something happening here, or maybe that's how Buffalo Springfield says it, but there's something happening here for sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks for reinforcing. You know, I feel it. I want to make sure that you're feeling it too, because it's awesome. And I just know that April's going to rock. Little preview of April. By the end of April, I cannot tell you when, by the end of April, we will have launched our new sports products, the amazing Can't Beat This Says It All. I'm eating red beets as we speak, by the way, which makes this really appropriate. And our new, like, I think this new product is rocking. It's a recovery drink made with really amazing herbs and protein, high protein, medium to low carb, and loaded with herbs. If you are into working out, if you have friends that are working out, Purium's taking it to the next level. And, wow, and yeah, it's going to be so much fun. But if you're really an athlete, you're going to want to come to Unconvention and try to beat me at horseshoes, maybe bocce ball, and a little volleyball. Water volleyball, sand volleyball, it doesn't matter. We're going to be tearing it up this weekend at the Native Springs Oasis. Thank you all who made the commitment to come up here and hang out with me and make this thing really, really happen. So just so you know, if you are coming, prepare for springtime weather. That means that it was unpredictable. So we may have beautiful sunny days like it said we were going to have 4 days ago on the Weather Channel. We may have slightly rainy days and cooler days as it said so yesterday on the Weather Channel. But all that matters is what it says tomorrow. So come up prepared for a little bit cooler weather. We're preparing to do more education, more entertainment, more of all the good indoor stuff if we need to. Get ready for an amazing time. It's the first of its kind. And remember Woodstock, which is now remembered famously, started out miserably because of some rain and then became one of the most epic events in modern history. So get ready for Unconvention. It's unconventional. And we want to show that you can break the mold, get out of your comfort zone. And it's been a challenge for me because I'm so involved emotionally in making this a great experience for all of you. And I've made over $30,000 worth of improvements to the land in order to accommodate so many people as comfortably as we possibly can. And we have some amazing food trucks we lined up to make only organic, gluten-free, awesome goodies with vegetarian options and vegan options. And 100% of our offerings are going to be vegetarian. And only if you want it, and vegan. And if you want it to not be vegan, I think that there's a couple of slight variations and just delicious. And if you are a carnivorous, there will be organic meat available with some of our vendors. But the food we're going to serve you is going to be totally vegetarian. And we have great entertainment lined up and a talent parade and workshops. And so I just want to let everybody know that the challenge came when the day after I posted the weather on my Facebook page saying it was going to be 77, I took a screenshot of AccuWeather. 77 degrees on Friday, 77 degrees on Saturday, and I was thrilled to death, right? Just thrilled to death. And the problem is that didn't hold. It didn't hold at all. In fact, 24 hours later, 36 hours later, it started to show the possibility of rain. And then it said it definitely would rain, and there'd be heavy showers, and there'd be flooding. And then it said there'd be light showers. And now it's saying there's the possibility of sprinkling. So all I'm saying is it's springtime. And we went from predicting that it would be amazingly sunny to being terribly rainy to being possibly drizzly, but a little cooler for sure. So all I'm saying is that we're going to make the absolute best of it. And we cannot wait to have, again, over 300 people coming in. And we cannot wait to host you here. So let me tell you a little bit about the challenge. You see, I was so excited. I got myself really excited because the weather was going to be perfect. There was going to be fun and games for everybody. Every teepee. Every geopod, every ship pod was rented. Every room was rented. We had a ridiculous amount of Purium talent coming to share their skills and their voices and their and whatever with us. And all of a sudden, the weather turned. It got windy here, although it was sunny, and it was difficult to put up the teepees, but we did it anyway. We got through that. We said, awesome. And then we saw the weather, said it's going to be rainy. So at first, I started to feel negative about it, you know? And then Shane, who's my buddy who runs the Native American church, he looks at me and says, don't you believe in the power of prayer anymore? I thought you were prayerful, Dave. I thought you said you told me you prayed like 7 times a day. I said, well, I do, Shane, but I don't pray for stuff. I give thanks and praise. And he says, well, why don't you give thanks and praise for the beautiful day that's going to happen Friday and Saturday? Instead of being connected to an outcome or the weather, why can't you ask God for a beautiful experience? What's wrong with that? And it was a lesson for me. You know, like I said, if you know me, I may ask you to help me do something. Hey, help me carry this, but it's because I'm carrying half of it. I never ask people to carry something for me. Just not in my DNA. So, you know, so I went for it. I went ahead and prayed. And the next time I checked the weather, it went from possible flooding to light showers. So whatever you guys believe, if you believe in prayer, and again, my prayer has always been thanks and praise. I don't ever pray and ask for nothing unless it's for you guys. But I realized that it was okay, and I did. I want to ask you to do that with me. Not right this second. This isn't one of those moments. But just send some love to the weatherman, to God, and just say, you know, if that's what he's willing to do, then we'd be willing to take it. Because I'd love to have a little better weather than they're predicting right now. Only because I want to get that water slide going. I want to get that pool and the volleyball and all that going outdoor style. I want to see you guys kayaking in my pond and playing bocce and beanbag toss and frisbee and all that. And I still think that that's going to happen. It just may be that we're wearing sweaters instead of shorts. That's all. So bring your umbrellas just in case. Bring a sweater. And let's have an amazing time. I know one thing I could guarantee you. David Litt's going to be regaling us with a world-famous act of magicianship or whatever it's called. Magic, yes. Of magic. And we are all going to be amazed and fascinated. And so anyway, the challenge was, how was I going to react to this news? And the reaction, you know, it was always helped. You know, it's helped to have Shane around, always helped to have, you know, somebody with some sage advice to offer. And so it's the same advice to offer to all of you who are thinking about coming up. One, don't be afraid to pray for better weather than they're predicting. Be sincere about it. And two, come up with the attitude that regardless of what happens with the weather, we're going to be together with our tribe. And throughout history, that's what tribes do. They survive tough weather together. So at a time when the spirit and the unity and the energy and the feeling is rising, Purim is rising, then I want you guys to feel that. And then the last thing is that, on the other hand, if you do not want to be inconvenienced by the rain, we will offer you a 100% refund without exception, just because I want this to be a great experience for everybody without exception. And so I don't know exactly how that'll work yet, but I know it will work. And so, you know, but otherwise, for those of you who do come, I guarantee you this. If you come, there'll be some fun. We're even going to have a conscious rap contest, which isn't really like the rap you're used to. It's really fun and playful and, you know, a little bit educational and inspirational as well. And so I appreciate all of you. And I was wondering if David Litt had located the winners of our contest, because I wasn't able to, and if he would bail me out like he does all the time on in these situations.
Yeah, actually, I do have the winners. So excited to announce, we always do five runners-up, and this is our social media contest for the month of March. And the social media contest was one of the most popular we've ever done. And it's called My Favorite Product Is. So that was the hashtag, My Favorite Product Is. And we're actually running it again for April as well. So, you know, all you need to do is take a picture of yourself with your favorite product right in front of you, super simple, and then explain what your favorite product is and why it is. And our runners-up, who get a green drink of their choice, Laura Peterson, Keith Gill, Jamie Blake, Monica Williams, and Chance Brignac. And then our grand prize winner, who wins $250 worth of Purium products, and he just won something recently. I can't remember what it was, but he's the winner again. His name is Dr. Thomas Iwashita from Hawaii. So Dr. Tom was a winner based on his photo of his favorite product. So hashtag my favorite product is, then we'll be able to check them all out and choose the winner for April. Same contest, same prizes, but congratulations to Laura, Keith, Monica, Chance, and Dr. Tom and Jamie.
Wow. Dr. Tom is definitely on cha-ching mode, man. We hear his name a lot.
Yeah.
So congratulations to all of you, and especially, man, so inspirational. Like, what? It's better to hear it from you in your own words. It was just, that's why we extended it. So let's do this again. That was awesome. So, one of the things that was coming up, you know, was this lesson. And I know that we talked about it before, but it came up a few times with people about their Purium business. I've got some people that at one time, and Dave's still better at these ranks, so please don't tease me for not being really sharp on this, but they did like a green diamond before and were making some really nice money. And then they had some people who moved away, and, you know, somebody got a divorce, and, you know, they lost a couple of their key people, and all of a sudden their check was half of what it was, you know. And, you know, I mean, you bring in $3,000 to $4,000 a month in your second job, it's hard to complain. But when you were working really hard and you earned it and you had achieved a certain goal and you ask yourself, wow, this doesn't seem fair, this doesn't seem right, you know, oh, man. But instead of feeling bad for themselves, they went out and they built, found other people, another leg or two. And those people are really into Purium, like crazy into Purium, and they're really influential. And they told me, they said, you know, if it hadn't been for me having a couple of my legs drop off, I wouldn't have been busy going out looking for new people. And that's how I became a success to begin with, was going out and looking for new people and helping my people's people. And I've forgotten that. And now, because I brought in some fresh, young blood, even they're not young age-wise, but it's that new blood that they're excited again, and they passed up, they're back at green, headed for blue, and believe the crown is possible now. And that came from adversity. That came from having their check go to half of what it once was. And they said, well, Dave, what about that? I said, well, you know, life is always like that, though. In life, we take two steps forward and we take one step back. You know, I never heard anybody who only inhaled. But if you ask a scientist, okay, not a scientist, but you have to ask a pragmatist, okay, when I inhale, I get oxygen. And oxygen is life. Oxygen mixes with glucose and becomes glycogen. And oxygen becomes energy. It fights viruses. It's amazing. when I exhale, gosh, I don't know, I get rid of a few things. Yeah, that's okay. Why should I spend my time exhaling when I get such amazing benefits from inhaling? And so in life, we go through these rhythms. You could call it two steps forward and two steps back. You could call it yin and yang, the motion of the ocean. You know? But either way, it's renewal. It's renewal. It's inspiration. And when we take that one step back, sometimes we find a new direction. We look how far we've come, and we like it. But we look up the mountain, and we see a new path to the top. And if we had just kept plowing forward, we might have gone up that steep hill just because we wanted to keep moving forward, because it feels good to keep moving forward. But that one step back is so important in everything in life, but in business, it's so important to take stock of where you are, to make a plan for where you're going, to count, you know, what is really solid and shore up that which might be weak. And not to be pessimistic, to be optimistically wide-eyed. I'm optimistic because I know there's nothing hiding in the shadows. I'm optimistic because I know the reality and I am dealing with it. Not because everything's right. Optimistic isn't because everything's right. So I'll share a little story, two stories, and then we're going to go. I hope you'll stay for these stories. So two people are like, two guys are sitting there and they're fishing together. And God comes down. And he says, guys, he goes, I know this is unusual, but I just want to know, what do you think of Earth? Just what do you think of this planet, you know, and your life here? And the one guy goes, you know, he goes, life's, you know, you really can't complain, but you know, I just had a couple of questions for you. Like, why is it so hot today? Like, I don't get it. Like, it's really, really hot, and I have to, like, sweat. Then it gets really, really cold, and I have to shiver. I mean, what's up with that? Why doesn't it just go even? You know, why is it just even temperature? So I don't have to do all that. He goes, and I'm sitting here, I'm just trying to fish, and these little ants, one of them came up and bit me. Like, what's up with that? Why do you got to have ants that come up and bite people? And God goes, oh, okay, I hear you. I hear you. He asks the other guy. He says, what do you think? He says, well, first of all, he goes, I love when it gets so hot that I got to rip off my shirt and put on some shorts and dive into the ocean or dive into a lake. He goes, oh, man, that's one of the best feelings in the world. He goes, and then in the winter, when it's snowing, I put on skis and I go flying down the mountain. And I can't wait for it to snow. Because I get tired of the surfing and the swimming. Can't wait for it to snow. He goes, and what a fascinating place this earth is, really. He says, I'm sitting here, and this little tiny creature, I am 20,000 times bigger than this creature. And it is so brave that it runs up and picks a fight with me. What an amazing place you've created here. And they're talking about the same place. And so I just spent, what was it, David, it like $3,000 going to a Tony Robbins seminar. And I spent 4 days jumping up and down and making my move and saying yeah and hugging 10 people and giving 5 people high fives and on and on doing my lessons. And that's all really cool. Not necessarily my style of learning, but it was really cool. And I have a takeaway, and it's pretty important. The one thing I would like to share with you that I learned from that, so you all don't, you know, have necessarily the money to go to Tony Robbins' seminar, but I learned something there. I didn't think I had the money, and then people pitched in and got me a ticket, and then got me a free ticket. So thank you, Jenny Rose Heart Song, for getting me that free ticket. That was amazing. But most people, you know, are never going to go to a Tony Robbins expo, even though there were 8,000 people in the room. And here was my takeaway. Any time that you're feeling bad, depressed, sad, and upset, you're feeling like you can't trust the world or something, you know, is making you wonder about life, I want you to stop for a second and think about three things, three times in your life, the most important, cool, ecstatic, awesome moments in your life. And regardless of what came before, regardless of what came after that moment, I want you to imagine how you felt in that moment. And as you're thinking about it, I want you to start to squeeze your hand together. And as you finally get to that moment, that climactic moment when you just are feeling the way you felt at that time again, at least remembering how that felt, how good it felt, how amazing it felt, how uplifting it felt, how rewarded and proud and all of that that you felt. I want you to squeeze your hand as tight as you can. Then I want you to search your mind for another moment. Find that moment in time. Remember that glory, that ecstasy, that pride, that joy. Squeeze your hand as you feel it the way you felt it then in your mind again. And then find that third thing and do the same. And then I want you to go back to the first thing until you've done all three things three times. It should take you about 5 minutes. And when you're done, I want you to know that there are more moments like that waiting for you. And that the time in between those moments oftentimes is up to you. How you're reacting and how you're acting could be shifted. So everybody think how fast you could get angry or how fast you could get sad. And remember that that shift could happen to being happy and to being grateful. And that's what I learned, and I've been practicing it. And I wanted to share that. And I hope that you'll try it, because when I started feeling really stressed out about the event, I started remembering that I'm about to have 300 close friends around called the Puri Mohana. When I started worrying about whether it would rain, I started thinking about how fun it's going to be. I went out and bought the best karaoke machine you could buy, and we're going to put it under the tent, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And I'm ready to lecture for hours if you guys want me to. Because if it rains, guess what? We're going to plant seeds. That's what we do. So thanks for listening. Love you guys. Cannot wait to see you. David Litt, our awesome leader. Can't wait to see you here as well. And let's rock this thing. Let's have some fun.
Awesome. Great call, Dave. Thanks so much. With the weather turning a little bit, I had to learn two more magic tricks. So I'm ready to go now. I think I got eight good ones. So I'm ready.